Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss corporate income taxes. Corporate tax rates in the United States are progressive. Marginal rates from 15% to 39% depending on taxable income. U.S. corporate tax rate structure has 8 brackets. There are a number of tax bubbles. These occur when tax rate schedules recapture savings from prior brackets. So if you move up in a tax bracket and you capture savings from changing tax brackets, that's going to be beneficial for your corporation. For corporations with large income, more than $18.33 million, the rate is a flat 35%. In the United States, this was filmed in 2018, so our tax rate actually just moved down to 20% for corporations, so nearly cut it in half. Qualified Personal Service Corp is taxed flat at 35%. Corporate capital gains. A corporation can choose from 2 alternative tax treatments on capital gains. You can either tax it as ordinary income, or you can elect to pay an alternative 35% on net long-term capital gain. So tax it ordinary income, depending on how much it is or how much capital gains you made, it may be less to tax it at ordinary income, or you can pay an alternative tax of 35% and pay it on a net long-term capital gain basis. Essentially equivalent to maximum regular corporate tax is no tax benefit to these corporate gains, long-term corporate gains. Bottom line, there is no difference in tax on ordinary income versus capital income for corporations. Now, for individuals, capital gains in the United States are taxed at 15%, whereas ordinary income for individuals can be taxed anywhere from 0 to 38%. But capital gains for individuals are taxed at 15%, but capital gains for corporations are taxed at ordinary income or 35%. So dividends received deduction, right? We can deduct dividend from dividends from our tax returns, right? Corporations are allowed a deduction for a percentage of the dividends received from other corporations. So attempt to alleviate triple taxation. So when the dividends are received, first the revenue is taxed, then you have to pay another tax on retained earnings. And to prevent the triple taxation, once the dividends are received by another corporation, they are allowed to deduct the dividends received. So when it's taxed, they'll receive the deduction, which will make that tax zero. So we don't want to divert funds from investing in equities by triple taxing dividends. It's taxed twice already through the income statement before it's dispersed out as capital gains or dividends. Dividends received deduction is allowed based upon ownership. So if it's less than 20% ownership in a company, you get a 70% deduction. If it's between 20 and 80%, you receive an 80% deduction. And if it's greater than your ownership percentage is greater than 80%, you receive a full 100% deduction. Organizational expenditures and startup costs. Organizational expenditures pertain to LLCs or limited liability corporations, corporations, and partnerships. Startup costs can be incurred by an organization, including a sole proprietorship and entities mentioned above. Examples of these type of costs include investigatory costs to look at a business before deciding whether or not to pursue it, legal accounting services incidental to organization, costs of a temporary board of directors, and state incorporation fees. Those incurred prior to opening, such as advertising expenses, employee training costs, etc. These are all startup costs and expenditures. Also, investigatory expenses, those incurred to decide whether to actually pursue the business opportunity or not to pursue it. Amortization of organizational cost. The expenditure and startup costs. So organizational expenditures and startup costs are capitalized and then amortized over a 180-month period. So amortization, we're going to pay these off, and the amortization chart will flow with interest expense being higher in the beginning and depreciating as payments are made moving into the full and moving forward, and then principal amount will be paid off at a greater rate as we move down the amortization chart. Now, however, firms can elect to deduct up to $5,000 of organization costs in the year the firm begins business. This $5,000 amount is usually reduced to $1 for each $1 that organizational expenses exceed $50,000. That's it.